Where did the music go? What does the poet do when the song goes silent? He must wait and listen. There are empty spaces in all compositions, a foundation of silence, of stillness, which makes all else possible. Without the empty, still spaces, movement is random and vibration noise. It is not a horrible thing. There is no reason to be afraid. Only wait and listen for her cadence, her rhythm. That is your soul's groove, silly, forgetful man. She will return again as she wills. She is not a creature tamed and trained to do tricks for others. She is alive and wild, like the wind. When she moves, raise your sails and let her fill them with her. Ride the storms of her, feel the touch of her cooling breezes on your skin. And when she is quiet, you are not abandoned. It is only a punctuation between the next word waiting to be spoken. When she is still, remember that even your breath is filled with her. In her you live and move and have your being. She has stirred and taught and moved and awakened your sleeping self. The inner world has grown and now awaits the poet's action. Her stillness is a signal that there is outer work to be completed, a new balance to be discovered. She moves at the will of the Creator, continually calling forth the intention of you. A new creation, a path in the wilderness, a spring in the desert, manifest on the material plane, awaits. The outer life can be a trap and a trick, but so too can the labyrinth of the inner. Her rhythm seeks harmony and balance, consonance. Her movement calls you in. Her stillness sends you out. It is never either or, but both. The word spoken from before the foundation seeks its incarnation in you.